Hello, mom, wives, wannabe bosses, and today I just realized I'm kind of torn between wannabe bosses because we are bosses. We also wannabe bosses, so maybe sometimes I'll just say mom, wives, bosses, and sometimes wannabe bosses because it is an up and down roller coaster. So, as I promised, we were going to dive into what's spicing up my marriage. Why did I decide on this topic? I don't know, but I do want to say I feel like I have been surviving and thriving actually in this department. So I wrote some notes and then I realized I had some notes. But the first thing that I did write in both times I jotted some notes down was the gym. I want to talk about the gym because the struggle is real. I don't know who enjoys going to the gym. I think if you do, you're crazy because it's hard. It's hard to get up and go to the gym every day or stay consistent. And I am really good at going and then stopping and then going and then stopping. And I love the gym and then I hate the gym and I love it and then I hate it. And it feels so good when I leave, but getting there is really the hardest part. I've been pretty consistent lately. And when I say pretty consistent, that means I finally made it to 4 months. That's what consistent is for me. And after 3 months, I did start seeing results. And that's what helped me. I kind of want to say it helped and it hurt because seeing the results get me so excited for what the results will be like a year later if I'm consistent. And I want to say it hurt me because seeing results made me like, ooh, and kind of admire my body and help me take a chill pill at the gym, which I didn't want. So I took a week off last week and that's not what I wanted. I don't know if it's my period because I have that tea thing in, so, and I'm still breastfeeding, so I don't know when my period is here or it's not, and it's really annoying. But I feel super bloated, I feel gross, I feel tired, I don't know if it's spring fever, I don't know. But yeah, last week I was super lazy, maybe that's why I didn't even show up. What was I doing? I don't know, because I wasn't at the gym and I didn't record the episode like I was supposed to. I did start a class for my other podcast for sponsorships. Maybe I was focused on that. I don't know. I have a lot going on. That's another episode I want to get into. I have a lot of events coming, like both my daughters' are birthdays in May, and that's just overwhelming thinking about. I don't even want to think about the parties on top of that, just knowing that I have two birthdays in May that are mine, they're my kids, and they're important. That's just tiring in itself. Back to the gym. Being consistent at the gym has really been saving me. Noticing my results and that helping me love my body. It's been boosting my confidence. That has been a domino effect into my sex life with my husband. That's been really, really doing well. That's why I say my marriage is doing well, because my sex life with him is doing well and he's happy if we're having sex. And I also changed my perspective to look at sex being a bonus for me too, because I used to look at it like work. And so when I have sex, I feel all the tension release in my shoulders. So now I've been able to just reframe it as, when I have sex, it's like a massage for my back because all the tension just releases. So instead of thinking of it as work for my husband, I've just thought about it being relaxing for me. And that has helped me enjoy it. The fact that I've been going to the gym and seeing results has helped me enjoy it. Maybe the gym has also been balancing out my hormones. I don't know, but I think all in combination has been super beneficial for my body, my mentality, and my marriage. Okay, so number two for what's been spicing up my marriage. I don't know why I wrote this. But I wrote random blowjobs. I don't even know if I do random blowjobs, but I will do one in the car when he's driving. And I do think that when we have kind of that spontaneous kind of sex life happening for us, it does improve our connection. Because what I want from him is for him to show me love. And what he wants from me is to be interested in his soccer, to be happy for him to go out and play soccer or watch soccer, or be happy to see him happy. Really, that's it. But I'm really happy if I see him doing the things that I want him doing, like hanging up shelves. I am trying to be happier for him. Anyways, one thing that does help me make him happy is a nice little random blowjob and like getting spontaneous about it. The more spontaneous I am about it, the happier he is. So that's been fun. And then another little surprise that I was super proud of myself was the other day he was watching Franco Escamilla, a comedian on Netflix, a Spanish comedian. I'm pretty sure it's Franco Escamilla. Yeah, I'm really bad at remembering names. He was like, how come you don't buy me tickets to go see shows like this or something? So I was like, okay, let me look it up. And I didn't tell him, obviously, but I looked up the tickets and they weren't bad. They were maybe like 120 for seats that weren't too bad each. And so I bought him tickets and I surprised him and I was super proud of myself. He was very surprised. I thought he knew, but I still didn't give in and say anything until we were a block away from Radio City Hall. And I said, all right, so we are going to Radio City Hall. What do you see? And right below Radio City Hall, it said Franco Escamilla. And he was like, what? And the look on his face was priceless. It was super nice to surprise my husband. And we had a fun night. Although he was so tired and he had to work the next day, I wanted to have like a little city night out with my husband. But he had to work the next day at like 5:30 in the morning. So we couldn't have a night out in the city. But it was fun. It was a nice surprise. And I think he just felt like I wanted to give him a good time. And so I feel like he felt more connected. That's what's been spicing up my marriage. Going to the gym, feeling proud, staying consistent, and noticing those results. Being a little random in our sex life. And surprise dates. I also wanted to share things that I'm really struggling with. And right now I'm really struggling with getting my daughter to go into the daycare. I don't know why. We can have the best morning together. The car ride is fine, but then just walking into the daycare is impossible with my daughter. Why? I don't know. I've been trying to listen to podcasts and put together what I've learned, and what it seems like is that I need to connect with her more. How? I don't know. I wish I did know, but I will try to ask her if there's a toy or something exciting she wants to bring into school in the morning and show her friends. I'll try a special treat maybe she could eat in the car on our way there, if she will walk into her classroom happily or willingly. And then what's been saving me right now is I tried those liquid IV drinks, the packets, and I put it in my water and I felt like it made my face glow. Maybe I'm bugging, maybe it was the sex we had, but I feel like I'm glowing and I feel like it's a hydration kind of glow going on. I feel like it was the liquid IV, so I'm drinking another one and I'm gonna look at my face tomorrow. But I always wanted to try them. I heard they were really good. I've also heard of Element, L-M-N-T. So I want to try those. But feeling super hydrated has been feeling very, very good. And if that's what's happening to my skin, then it looks really good too. I think that's what's been saving me is being hydrated. I'll keep you updated on that liquid IV or if I try Element. But yeah, that's where I'm at. We're in April. It's my birthday month. I'm not a big birthday person, but I'm going to be 29. It's my last years in my 20s. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it's cool to be here as a mom wife and want to be boss. So I'll be back next week. Just kidding, this week, because I missed last week. So that's why I'm posting this episode. And then I have to post another episode for Friday. So I'll see you Friday. Yeah, that's my chit chat for today. Have a lovely spring day, my mom wives and boss babes.